I've seen personally the damage done by the previous scheme. Regulations drafted at the 11th hour made the scheme unaffordable, inaccessible and unworkable. And I'm not doing the blame game. I'm not going to blame individuals. I'm not going to blame one individual department. But I do know there were people trying to fight against the 90-10 scheme the whole way through, and that was very, very disappointing that that was happening, and it was unfair and plain and simply wrong. Sorry. Regulations will be worked on in this new scheme over the next few months, and in agreement with Deputy Ona Breen, that could take months, but I think the onus on all of us is to try to expedite that as quickly as possible. And that does include the month of August. And it's really important we get those regulations right, and it's important we fast-track them in as best a way and efficient a way as possible. I believe we should be facilitating downsizing, if not encouraging it. Some people will downsize due to circumstances, and other people will downsize due to choice, and some people will want to build a replica of their own home, as everybody is entitled to. However, I want to raise an issue that may have been missed in these discussions and deliberations. If I am building the same house with the same spec, I will try to salvage my kitchen and my staircase, as many people are doing. And I know there's still a cost involved in that in terms of getting professionals in to do it and also storage. However, if I downsize and downscale, I will have a different measurement spec. Therefore, my kitchen and my staircase in my existing home will become redundant. So in effect, the family downsizing are being penalised. I would ask, Minister, for you to go back to your officials, and I do believe there is an understanding within officialdom that this may be possible, and I would ask for consideration to be given in this regard.